And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you today. Nick Kelly is here from West Coast Marine. He is the Yamaha guy. He is the Parker guy. He is the Camus guy and so much more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I always love it this time of year because it's showtime and you can feel it. And how cool to have Nick in the house this morning. Like, this is it, man.
The
shows are always the kickoff to fishing season. And, boy, you can really feel it with this year's PCS coming. There's a lot of buzz. And, you know, the boats are, like, the biggest part of the show. Today's going to be a rad day.
So much. And good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great to have you in the studio here. And we just heard the Yamaha commercial about that incredible show deal that they're doing, right?
Yep.
So up to 7 years of protection on your new motor?
That's exactly right. There's on the 450s, 425, you can get 7 years of extra warranty on that.
Uh-huh.
And then as you go down the horsepower range, it kind of lessens. So I think in your V6s, it's up to 5 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
5 years of protection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And rather than two, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Factory three.
Factory three.
Factory
excuse
three.
Me. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's two extra years, a lot, or three, or and if it's a bigger motor, 7 years.
Exactly, and that goes through March 31st right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So now's the time to buy, and that gives you more incentive to buy at the upcoming PCS show.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
How many of us are listening to the show that have, you know, got a boat they love and they fish with for years, but are just dealing with constant motor issues, and every time you back down the ramp, you're crossing your fingers that
it's gonna go
or it's not gonna let out on you? How nice to strap a brand new motor that they could not even think about it for the next 5 years. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's so rad.
I agree.
Yeah. Cool. So it's that on new motors as well as repowers?
Yeah,
any new motor, whether it's on a you buy a brand new Parker at the PCS or a brand
correct.
New Camus.
Yes, exactly.
So all applies. So even if it's put on by the manufacturer, it still applies.
Correct.
Oh wow, okay. Yeah. So and then a repower, if you need to repower, like Ricky was saying, you're just tired of dealing with issues.
Yep.
Put a repower a Yamaha on there, and you get that too.
They do, and they also have some pretty good financing available right now as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like lower percentage rates.
Very low percentage rate for a period of time. I think it's 1 year.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep. So you can take advantage of that.
Yeah. Now, what about buying a new boat? Okay. Now, what are you going to have at PCS?
We're going to have a long list of boats on the Parker side. We have 28, 25, 24. And then a 23 center console, 21 center console, and an 18 center console.
Wow.
Yeah, so kind of the whole lineup that's good for our fishery. Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. So they're still making the 25 and the 24.
Correct, yeah. So they got the 28, which we've all seen, cabin boat, the 25 cabin boat, and then the new 24 that came out.
Yeah, that's cool. How's that 24 going over?
It's going really well. We ordered quite a few last summer, and I've had to add a couple more because I think we've got through three of those boats that I'm kind of delivering right now. And that boat's been actually gaining a lot of popularity since that 2320 cabin has gone away.
How does the 24 differ from the 25?
It's basically length, a little bit of deck space. They got fish holds in them now, one on each side of the cockpit there. And now, believe it or not, they're actually coming standard with Seakeeper Ride.
Which, oh, really? No way.
Yeah.
Really? That's
so
legit?
That is something we can talk about. It's been really nice addition to the Parker lineup is that Seakeeper Ride has been awesome.
So most of the Parkers now coming from the factory have Seakeeper Ride on them.
Starting ordering boats like this February and March, they're all going to come, the cabin boats and some of the larger center consoles will come standard with Seakeeper Ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then if your boat doesn't have Seakeeper Ride, you guys install it, right?
We do. So a lot of the boats we sold last year, basically all the models, every boat has left with the Seakeeper Ride since we started doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's that big of a deal.
It works really well.
And it's not that expensive.
It's not too bad. Where the cost comes in for the 28 and the 25 on last year's model, or this year's model that I still have a few of those boats, is there's still a pocket for the trim tab plate, like the Lenco Electrics. Mm-hmm. So you do have to fill in that space in there, right. And then you mount that Seakeeper Ride to the transom of the boat.
Yeah.
Definitely can be done, and it's not a terribly hard install.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works for sure.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But you've been, you've got to be on so many boats that have had it and then not had it and are become completely familiar with it. It's everything they're saying it is.
What's nice is that a customer can get on the boat and I can fine tune that Seakeeper Ride and kind of got it dialed in now where you just put auto and that thing comes out of the hole flat and then at about 10 miles an hour, it retracts a little bit, lifts the bow up. And then up to about 25 miles an hour, it fully retracts. And then it's constantly working to keep that boat flat. In turns, it's pretty flat. Underway, it's just keeping your boat perfectly level no matter where the weight's distributed.
Really?
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Amazing cool. stuff.
Yeah.
Now, when you shift around and, you have the, like if you were running your regular tabs and, okay, everything's good, boat's right, and then two guys get up and they grab a sandwich and a beer and they move to a different spot in the boat and you're having to reposition, will it do that for you?
Yep.
Crazy.
Yes, it's very nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice deal. Now you're going to have Camus at the PCS show, too.
Yeah, we'll have, we're bringing the 34 Cat and the 28 Bay Boat. And the 26. I should have that Benny's boat there as well.
Okay, Benny's 26.
So we should have a good lineup of that for people to climb on.
You have a big space.
No doubt, dude.
Yeah, we'll be right in front where we were last year.
As soon as you walk in.
Yep, I think it'll be fun to look at all the boats. Yeah.
Can't miss you.
You can't miss it.
It's like your own boat show.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. So, and Benny, of course, will be there, right? I know he's doing some seminars and stuff.
Doing some seminars. He'll be hanging out. That 26 is for sale. We're kicking around getting another boat. So, well, yeah, that'll be there.
Yeah. 28 Bay Boat? What a giant Bay Boat that is. Huh?
It's pretty impressive ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing is a nice ride.
How does that differ from Benny's 26?
Length overall and width.
Okay,
and then horsepower.
So is
other than that.
So is Benny's a bay considered a bay boat too?
Yeah, I would consider that.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can take it to the islands.
Oh, he does. He rips that thing all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a nice ride.
Seaworthy, right?
Extremely seaworthy.
Bayboat these days just seems to refer to a high horsepower bitchin' center console that also has a killer casting platform.
Exactly. And a trolling motor on the bow and a killer casting platform. Yeah.
But, I mean, zipping offshore is become common practice. I mean, there's no downside to the hull efficiency and, you know, capability being offshore. It's more like your deck layout and they all seem to have that killer high horsepower.
Impressively dry as well for a low profile boat like that.
It's cool.
Seems to me they should call it a sports utility boat.
Yeah,
I like
right.
that. Well, yeah. It's more like that.
Yeah, because it's not really a bay. Yeah, SUP. Yeah. The new Yamaha 350.
Yes.
That thing is pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Super lightweight for a 350?
Lightweight for a 350, a V6 platform, high-output alternator, nice gear case on it. It pushes heavy loads really nice.
Yeah. How does it differ from the 300?
Charging output, a little bigger volume and displacement. I think the V6 300 was 4.2 liters. This is 4.3 liter.
Wow.
And then gear ratio is slightly different. I believe it still uses the same prop, so that's kind of nice to be able to standardize that.
Yeah.
But, it's pushing those heavy loads really nice.
So, whereas before you were putting a 300 on it, now you're putting a 350 on things?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that 24 or the...
Yeah.
Or even a 25 or sure. a 23?
Yep. On the Parker side of things, it's still the same. 28s are twin 300s. 25s are coming with twin 200s. The 24 you can get with twin 200s or twin 150s. Both are a pretty solid package there.
Wow.
Outboard applications. If you have an older boat, you got to beware of your Coast Guard placard on it for horsepower rating. You don't want to exceed that.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the older boats, you know, you're probably not going to be able to repower with it.
I see.
But some of the newer ones, maybe 10 years and newer, will have a sticker that might say 350, 400 horsepower on it.
How does the weight differ between the 300 and the 350?
Gosh, you know, I should have looked at that before it came. It's slightly more heavy.
Just like
because it's the 300 V6 was 560, and now they come with electric steering, so that added a little bit of weight.
Uh-huh.
So that might be 15, 20 pounds more. I'd have to look at the stats on that, but it's slightly heavier. And the 350 only comes with that electric steering module on the back of the engine, so there's no more hydraulic.
No more hydraulic.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, losing hydraulic versus
electric?
Very
curious, too.
You know, we have a lot of those electric steering outboards out in the field now, and... not one has come back with a major issue that I've seen. And so pretty bulletproof. I have it on a work boat in Long Beach and haven't had an issue with that system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know Brandon Hayward was saying that they loved it, and also that like that in, you know, with working with the autopilot was like the
Yamaha autopilot.
Yeah, it was just like amazing how true that was. Like there was zero movement, zero walk, zero anything. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. That Yamaha autopilot they built for those electric steering motors is phenomenal.
Cool.
It works
yeah.
very well, and it's easy to set up. Yeah, and that's an add-on, too. So if you do buy a boat that has electric steering, say you buy a new boat, you can upgrade that later on and get that autopilot at any time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So you actually have boats in stock.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That are ready for the season.
Ready for the season. We can get them ready to go. Again, 228s, 225s. I've got kind of a fun deal. You have to go to the show to see it. I'm going to kind of keep it a secret. There's a 2420 I'm coming in on Monday afternoon. So I'm pushing the limit here a little bit.
Yeah.
But that'll have some fun stuff on it. And going back to the Seakeeper ride, that's going to have it on there. So you'll be able to see how the factory mounts it up and how that standard... Seakeeper ride is going to look on the boat.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about service? You guys are, I mean, you've built your business on service, right? I mean, that's kind of your deal. Not only service on the sale, but also on service on the after the sale, right?
Yep. So we do a ton of work on old boats, old Yamahas. Been really busy in the service side all through winter. Don't skip out on that and try to get it done now because... it's coming up quick here.
Gets
full. No doubt. I'll bet.
What's your situation right now for service? Somebody calls you up and said, hey, my boat needs a service. How soon can you get it back to me?
Standard service, we can kind of turn and burn those pretty quick. If there's kind of issues, it's probably 3 weeks out now.
Okay.
2 to 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still not bad. Still plenty of time to get the boat back in.
Yeah, plenty of time. I mean, it's already March today.
I was going to say plenty of time, but not that. I was going to say not that much. I mean, this is it. Like,
how do you believe?
I know it's coming fast.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is. So
The Parker 21 that you're taking to the show?
23 center console.
23
special
center
edition.
So they still make the center console 23.
Yep, and that's the special edition.
Now, what's the special edition?
So that's they actually put a little bit more V in the hull now. It's actually a really nice riding boat. That boat, have it in gray with a black T-top and a trolling motor.
Oh, that's cool.
And like a little windscreen with some wings on it. Cool. And that boat, that looks really good. That's going to be a nice boat to get on at the show.
That's like the new version of exactly what Doug has. So Doug's is a special edition 23.
Yes.
Obviously, he, you know, it wasn't available to him. He added all those wings and everything to his, too. And I have fished countless hours on that boat with Doug. It's fantastic. I think it's like the coolest all-around utility boat that they have. I'm a center console guy. I always have it. And, like, that boat is big and it's comfortable, and we've taken it offshore and we've done a bunch of marlin fishing, but it's also easy to tow and a lot easier to store, and you can push it with power that's very economical, and the price is down. I love that boat. I'm super, super familiar with it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said, like, the price is down. It's such a cool boat, and the price point on that 23 SE is really good. I mean, for, I think we have it at like $138,000 on that boat. And we're going to mess around with some, like, show specials. But it's a lot of boat for the money.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To do everything. Because, like, with Doug's boat, we are very comfortable to just hang out in the bay and do bay bass fishing all the way up to big bluefin offshore. And we've done a lot of marlin fishing. I mean, everything. Like, that boat fishes the islands and offshore just as good as it does kind of sticking around fishing inshore in the bay and kelp beds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love that boat.
I used to have a 21 deep V center console. Loved that boat. Caught so many fish on that boat. It was unbelievable. Such a great fishing platform. Do they still give you the option of a modified V or a deep V, or is that?
You have to go into their 22 and 24 models for the deep V.
Mm-hmm. So they make a 22 now.
Yeah, I love the look of the 23 SE and the 21 SE, and I think it's just a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the SE and a deep V? What?
It's just hull and how they build it and lay it up, and then you're obviously getting a sharper entry, and that entry goes all the way back to the transom.
Uh-huh.
So theoretically, you're cutting through larger swell and chop with that boat. But having been on the 23 and the 21, I think the trade-off on fuel economy between the two is really nice on that 23 and 21 SE. Like, yeah,
because you're going to get way better fuel economy.
It's slightly flatter, but you can get better fuel economy on that boat, and I just love the look of it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is that, like Ricky says, you can go offshore with that, and it rides great. I've been on Doug's boat.
No problem.
Countless times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really great.
Transom notched like they were before? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I like that, too, because it's not hanging way off on a bracket, so everything's very comfortable, very easy to get around motors.
Yep.
Seating is easier.
Sits on a trailer well.
It's
storage, all that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I love my 18 Parker.
Oh,
you're going to have
God.
One of those, too, but it's a new addition. And this is this the one that you're bringing for the CCA? Is this going to be the CCA
boat? Correct, yeah. So I should get my 18, hopefully this, again, I'm pushing the limits here, but maybe Monday. If I don't get that one Monday.
The show is like this week, right?
You're telling me. If I don't get that boat, I do have the backup because the CCA boat that they have is going to be really close to my booth. So
cool.
We'll be able to walk over there and check that out.
It's the same boat.
Yes.
And I will say
this. It's the new edition of the 18.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A little bit wider boat. Yeah, it's nice.
That is the single largest sub-20-foot boat that exists for saltwater fishing.
Yep.
Again, Pete, I fished yours a bunch. I mean, for hooping, kelp bed fishing, whatever, multiple people on an 18-foot center comp, that is the biggest fishable boat that there is. Walk around, you put a real bait tank and a real motor and real rod holders on a boat that's easy to deal with.
And you put a 150 on it?
Yep, yes.
Yeah, put a 150 on that thing, I get like four and a half miles of the gallon. I mean, it's like, and it's got, is it a 60-gallon bait, or it's a 60-gallon fuel tank?
I believe it's 45.
Or maybe, okay. Yeah. Whatever it is,
yeah.
I used to not have to fill it. Like, oh, I'm out of fuel? It's like, that was like 2 months ago, right?
That's right. Hardly
ever have to put fuel on the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're super efficient. So if you're looking for an easy care, all around, and very good value, too. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In that boat, yeah. Speaking of CCA, of course, they're kicking off the Star Tournament at the PCS show. Go by the CCA booth. Go by and see the Parker from West Coast Marine and Yamaha on there. That's equipped with a 150, right?
Correct.
Yamaha?
Yes.
Yeah. And get in on the Star Tournament. You can sign up right at the show with Chris and Tony and the whole crew from CCA California right at the show and get on that Star Tournament. And here's the cool thing about the Star Tournament this year. By popular demand, you now can fish in Mexico. So last year they didn't allow you to any fish caught in Mexico in the waters, which for us here in San Diego is a big deal, right?
Sure.
Because that's where we fish a lot. You can fish caught in, so you go to the Coronado Islands, catch a big yellow or big calico bass or halibut or whatever. You catch that at Coronado Islands or offshore, it qualifies for the Star Tournament this year. So,
and you only need to catch, what, one to enter? To have one entry?
Yeah. You just
enter
on the
app. The guy who
won
last year had two entries, I think.
Two entries. Yes. And there were probably guys that had 40 entries in there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Believe that, yeah.
Yeah. And now, is that guy pretty stoked with his new boat?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
I would say.
Can you imagine? Are you kidding me?
Winning an 18 Parker.
So
yeah. And that could be you this year. So be sure you sign up at the PCS show for the Star Tournament, the CCA booth. Just look for the Parker, the 18 Parker, and go down and say hi to Tony and Chris and the whole gang at CCA California. And support our right to go fishing. That's
right,
the most
right.
important thing is supporting CCA supports your right to go fishing, for sure. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Nick Kelly, West Coast Marine, just the ultimate dealer and service guy here in your midst. And if you have questions, don't forget, Nick is a service guy, too. So he knows the ins and outs of all the outboards and all the issues.
Love the show every year. Love getting to talk Parker with Nick. And we love talking to you. And if you want to join us this morning, then give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And I can't agree with what Pete's saying more. Like, Nick's the ultimate in terms of boats getting into him, but also service and repair and everything else. It's always a really fun show, always fun seeing which direction our callers take us throughout the day. And boy, in addition to calling us, it's already been a lot of really good text messages come through. The text the show option of Let's Talk Hookup has just become so popular. And if you want to send in a text to Nick today, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. The stream plays on it every morning live, and also you can catch all of the archive shows through the app, and it's your only avenue to text in your questions to Nick today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you win today's big prize. We want to make sure to get it to you. And what a cool prize we have going on today. So
it's a big prize package.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
Man. So one lucky caller or texter is going to win a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, and two Michael Seawald signed photographs from the Seawald Gallery in Encinitas. Plus, you're also going to get two tickets to the PCS show in Costa Mesa this Thursday through Sunday. You can get in and crawl around on all those killer Parkers we're talking about with Nick. How about that for a cool prize pack?
Quite
today?
A prize pack.
You're going full day fishing, you're getting some killer artwork from Seawald, and two tickets to the upcoming PCS show. Again, if you want to get your chance at that great prize pack, or better yet, just your chance to have your questions answered by Nick, give us a call at 833-288-0973, or keep those texts rolling in on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice, on that Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haraguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanspit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great-looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Already having a great time here this morning with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. Phone lines are packing up. Texts are already crazy. But if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here on the fan this morning.
Yeah, Jeff's standing by to take your phone calls. You have a chance to win that full-day trip on the San Diego and two Michael Seawald signed photograph from Michael there at Seawall Galleries in Encinitas. Actually, you just go online and you select from 120 different images. It's super cool.
That's right.
And he'll send them right to you, or you can come right to the gallery and pick them up. And, of course, you get to go for free two tickets to the PCS show that starts this Thursday at the Costa Mesa Fairgrounds there, Orange County. They call it the Orange County Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. Right?
Orange County Fairgrounds.
Orange County, which is right there in Costa Mesa, which is about, what, a mile and a half from your shop?
You have a long tail.
Awesome. Yeah. That's cool. And that's cool. So you're right on Newport Boulevard there.
Yep.
So if you continue past where the fairgrounds are, you'll run right into West Coast Marine.
You went that 55 freeway runs in the Newport Boulevard.
Yeah.
And we're right on the right-hand side.
Right there.
Yep.
Can't miss it. Yeah, for sure. Well, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It was just a great way to get started this morning. So, hey, good morning, guys. Great show. My question is, when repowering a boat with the same manufacturer, can the same controls, key switches, and harnesses be used, or do you tend to replace everything? I'm very interested in doing a repower right now. That's from Matt in Apple Valley.
Short answer is yes, you can reuse the equipment, the rigging equipment on the boat. It does depend on if you want to go latest and greatest on the motor. So we do, like we were talking about before, the electric steering. So if you do want to upgrade to like the 150 and the 200 now can come with that electric steering option, you can do that, but you would have to upgrade all the equipment on the boat to make that run. They also still make an engine that would be a straight swap where you could unbolt one and bolt one on.
Okay.
So there's a few different options that we would educate and, you know, let you know about before we did that.
Is replacing, you know, throttles and cables and that, is that, does that a relatively heavy expense? Is that pretty minor in terms of the repower part of it? Would you tend to just go with all new, or is it really a case by case scenario?
You should definitely go with all new.
Yeah.
But that's me trying to sell. But no, you can keep it on the lower side and make it more cost effective. And it's still the same power plant, same block on the engine.
Okay.
It's just whether or not you want to keep your old hydraulic lines and mechanical shift and throttle cable, or you have that option to go to the next step and get that electric steering, which allows you to build upon and possibly get autopilot or joystick as well.
Got
in
it.
The future. Yeah.
How big of a motor do you need to have the electric steering?
150.
That's it?
Yeah.
So it'll go all the way down to 150?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, wow. They've come down in the horsepower range and been incorporating that into smaller horsepower.
So is that what you put on the Parkers, on the 18s now?
Parkers on the 18s you can get. It's really interesting. So if you remember all the old 150s, 115s, you would bolt on that C-Star hydraulic steering.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now with the 150, any 150 you buy now, is going to have, it's still hydraulic, but it's made from Yamaha, and it comes with that hydraulic steering as part of the engine.
Oh, really?
So you don't see that black C-Star cylinder back there anymore.
Oh, nice.
But what's nice about it is if you do a repower, you get rid of that old hydraulic cylinder, and then you can take those hoses and just plug them into the Yamaha, where that hydraulic would be that Yamaha's making now.
Okay.
So you can still spin those fittings on. Okay. It still works.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, so in Matt's case, you wouldn't necessarily need to replace that. They'll just what did fit the C-Star now fits the Yamaha.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
Fantastic. All right. Well, hey, phones are packing up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk with Chuck, who's calling us from Dana Point this morning on line two. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, I can't wait to crawl on boats at the show.
Yeah, right?
I'll be up there with Wyatt on the horn.
Exactly.
You know, Joseph was talking about doing the demo with the sea things in. Does a dog pool have enough volume of water to do that in when they're all done? You can put one in with a forklift, get a couple guys trying to shake that thing around. That thing's just amazing when you see that demo. It's crazy.
So there's two different things you're talking about. You're talking about a Seakeeper and a Seakeeper Ride. They're two completely different things.
Yeah.
Seakeeper is a different, what he's talking about is the Seakeeper Ride, and you actually need to go fast to make that Seakeeper Ride work, right?
Yeah, the Seakeeper Ride is a... it's a trim tab that's on the transom of the boat.
And replaces then your trim tabs.
Replaces your trim tabs. And then the Seakeeper Gyro is an entirely different thing.
The most basic one keeps you flat when you're not going somewhere, and the other one keeps you flat when you're at speed.
Perfect way to put it. Yeah.
Now, the electric to the hydraulic, does it have that spot check where you can stay in one spot?
You can actually, if you get an electric steer motor, you can add a joystick to a single motor application.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's too cool.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It does, if you're fishing kelp patties or bass fishing or something like that, that unit does have a GPS and it will keep you in the same general area, but it does use a lot of prop wash, so still kind of a drifter, I guess.
I got you.
Yeah. You have to be careful with that.
Okay, thank you, guys.
A good call, Chuck. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Some pretty good stuff. I mean, the Seakeeper Ride is just like it's just kind of hard for people to grasp what that is.
But yeah.
They'll have a demo at the show. And
yep, I'll have a boat with it on it, so you'll be able to see it. I can show you how it works.
Like. Mm-hmm. It's just like a fancy trim tab.
It's a very fancy trim tab.
Yeah, very fancy trim tab. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I had another great text here from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, hey, what a great show with Nick. Nick, is there anything in the world of Parkers that's like a certified used boat purchasing option? I'm really in the market, and I was hoping that you could give me a little rundown of the things that are important to look for when buying a used boat. Also, does West Coast have any used boat options?
I don't have any used boat options right now. Parkers, on the resale market, they do hold their value. And I think for a good reason, they're built tough. The only thing I would think about when buying a used boat is age. You know, if we're getting to a 20-year-old boat, you know, one thing is the motor and will you have to repower in the future? I mean, the answer is yes. But then you just worry about aluminum fuel tank under the deck. So kind of as you're looking at old boats, take that into consideration. I can't give you a time frame, but, you know, aluminum tank maybe, you know, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you can visibly see the tank, you know, underneath the deck with those pie plates on the deck. And so that would be a good thing to look at when you're looking at a used boat. And then, again, like, you know, hire a surveyor and survey the engine in the boat.
So if you open one of those little pie plates and you start and you're visually noticing pitting and the tank's just looking like it's in rough shape, the bottom side's probably just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah, because they're foamed in, and so if there's a bait tank on the deck and it's wet in there, the
which
corners,
there almost always is.
Yeah, the corners of the tank and then the bottom of the tank can start pitting. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of that when you're buying a boat, that especially 15, 20, 25 years old, if that's your thing, that a fuel tank placement might be
necessary.
Have that
necessary. In your back pocket.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's calling us from Canyon Country. What's up, Robert? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. The timing is absolutely perfect. In the market for Yamaha, and I had a couple of questions. Is it worth waiting for the show? And the second question, I was wondering about the new RPMs, lowering the RPMs for trolling.
Sure. Yeah, we'll have deals at the show. We're always selling engines at below retail and typically around dealer costs. So I'm always trying to get new motors out there and love to do, I love to do repowers. So that's something we're always doing. And then the new throttles for these engines, I would say 150 and above. They do have a speed controller on the side of the throttle, which is one of my most favorite deals on those throttles. On the side of the left shifter, you can bump it up and down. You activate it, and then you bump up and down. And what's really neat is you can get it really low to where the engine kicks out of gear on its own, in and out of gear, to keep you at 1 mile an hour, two
no
mile an hour.
Way.
Yeah, it's a really great feature.
It's like literally the bounce ball, slow troll sardine feature.
Yeah, when I had my Parker 25, I had the autopilot and then that throttle, and I would just pick a route on my route and then just set it at like a mile an hour. You slow troll, you know, anywhere you want. It's really neat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's way cool.
It's a great feature.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I'm working on a 70 horse. Does that?
The 70 horse, yeah, you can do that troll mode, but it's through the gauge. Unless it's a tiller motor, and then there's a switch on the tiller.
Okay.
Yep. So it's possible.
That's cool.
All right. Hank, thanks.
So I'm working with George, one of your salesmen. Should I buy it today or should I wait till next Thursday?
I think today's Saturday, so I don't think he's there today. But if you want to come talk to me at the show, I'll be happy to help you out.
Sounds great. I'll be there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right on.
Good going.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great one here. From Dan in Los Alamitos, and he says, hi, guys, great show. I have a question about the STAR tournament. How much does it cost, and how long does the tournament last? Okay, so the tournament starts Memorial Day till Labor Day, right?
Yep.
And they have a special show deal going on for the STAR tournament. First of all, you need to be a CCA California member. If you're already a member, I know last year it was $40. I'm not sure what it is this year. Do you know, Nick?
God, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but if you're not a member, this year they have a special deal. You get it's a CCA California membership package, show special for PCS. For $100, you get the STAR tournament entry, you get the membership, the CCA, and you get a one-year subscription to Western Outdoor News. For $100. So the whole thing. So you get the membership, the subscription, and also the STAR tournament entry. So,
yeah.
And it's pretty inexpensive to join the STAR tournament. And here's the other crazy thing. There's 9 other grand prizes besides the Parker 18 SE that Nick is offering up and Yamaha are offering up. And they're really nice prizes, too. They have 14 weekly grand prizes and a $15,000 scholarship is up for grabs for the youth division. So they now have a STAR youth division this year with a $15,000 scholarship.
How fun.
Super, super cool. So, yeah, go by the CCA booth and see Chris and Tony and the gang and sign up for that because it's a pretty good deal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. My question is for Nick. I'm just wondering if catamarans with a sport cabin will become a popular option, in your opinion, in SoCal. I love the Parker Pilot House and see a lot of center console cats fishing locally. We fish on a 32-foot aluminum Pilot House catamaran in Alaska, and it's extremely comfortable. Just wondering what your opinion is on the way things are going to go. That's from Ted in San Diego.
I don't think I could say which way it was going to go, but gosh, I hope so.
Right?
I think that would be a really great idea. Cats on the West Coast keep becoming more popular, and I think having that that option for like a little enclosure would be pretty neat to keep you out of the weather. The thing with the cat is you don't have much room in the center of the hull, so getting like a little berth down there, I think, takes them maybe a little bit more R&D to figure out how to utilize the space well.
Makes sense.
The only thing I can come up with, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But gosh, I hope so.
That'd be cool.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing.
I mean, the blend, like you guys offer two such cool boats in Parker and Camus. It'd be really cool to see some kind of a blend between those.
Yeah, maybe if I sell some of these boats, I'll have to make one myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Put a Pilot House on there.
It is crazy too. Talking about, I mean, I know Camus has boats from bass boats all the way up to now 40 plus footers, but it is pretty crazy. It was just not that long ago that you just didn't even see a big center console out here, a 30-foot plus center console. And now it's everywhere. I mean, it's becoming such a tool, and it'll be interesting to see, like Ted's saying, how it goes in another 10 years.
I think so. The big center console and cat market is neat because you can leave early in the morning, blast out there, fish all day, and then you get home fast, and you're at your own house sleeping. And I think, I don't know if it's like the cost of it, but to run a 40-foot sport fisher, you know, if somebody's at the captain's in the fly bridge and you got crew, and there's a lot more going on there where, you know, shoot, you could take a couple friends and blast out in the center console and come back, and you don't need crew. It's easy to maneuver.
The ease of operation is the other thing, too. I mean, anybody can push a couple throttles and steering wheel. Now you have multiple outboards, and everything's linked up, and there's joysticks for parking. I mean, just the ease of operation is nothing like it was 20 years ago.
Yep, I agree.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports. Whole lot of fun with Nick. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual sights are a critical part of my fishing program. From bay bass to bluefin, I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish in many places, in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun, talking fishing, new boats, PCS. It's good. It's game on, buddy.
It's really game on, and a lot to talk about. You know, speaking of Alaska, we heard from Seth Bone, and they actually still have spots available on our Let's Talk Hookup trip to go with you.
Yes.
To Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. This never happens. And Seth's not doing any of the shows, so maybe you know, people aren't as on it as they should be. But if you want to go to probably the best value, not probably, it is the best value of a Alaska fishing vacation, period, with the best quality Kingfisher charters.
No doubt, especially for just the caliber of saltwater fishing that you will have on boats that you're used to fishing. You know, our style of fishing, our style of gear. I mean, a typical day at Kingfisher is go out in the morning, troll up limits of, you know, troll up limits of salmon. If you're Pete, you don't like to troll for them. You drop them back Colt snipers and catching them on the jig.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's limits
so
of salmon. Limits of salmon is very common in the morning.
And we're going during prime king season.
Then rip off a little ways offshore and find a bitchin' reef. And, you know, we'll usually catch limits of rockfish and ling cod and all that cool shallow water stuff. Very similar to calico bass fishing, often in 30 feet of water or less.
Yeah.
Then you rip offshore from that and you go catch your massive halibut and big ling cod and big rock cod. Or maybe you shoot out to deep water and you do the black cod. Yeah. And then that's a day. And
yeah.
Then you do it again the next day. And then you do it again the next day.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really, really cool trip.
Spectacular scenery. Sitka's super easy to get through,
yeah.
get to. Lots of flights going into Sitka. And the lodge itself is ultra, ultra comfortable, and the food is insane.
And there's no, like, small plane transfer weight limit bag. You're flying directly from the airport right into Sitka. And it's just that killer thing. I mean, as soon as you land, there's one of the guys or gals from the lodge holding up a sign for Kingfisher, and it is just taken care of after
10 minutes away from the airport.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. So if you want to go, kingfishercharters.com, just give them a call in the office there and say, I want to go on that Let's Talk Hookup trip. Sign me up.
Come fishing with me, man. Let's do it.
It's going to be a great one. It's mid-June. June 15th, I believe.
I think we leave on Father's Day.
Yeah. So take your dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
That would be cool. So kingfishercharters.com. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on the Kingfisher banner or just give them a call in the office.
There it is. Maybe we can get Marcos from C4 to go
Maybe
fishing
Marcos
one of these
would
times.
Go. Yeah,
I think so. Speaking of Marcos from C4, this time for the Get Sport, which today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. And we got them. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcos.
I mean, if you can get me an all-expenses-paid vacation, okay, you know, get my time off, I'll take you up on that.
Okay, I'll see what I can do, buddy. I'll put in the best word I got.
Yeah, pull some strings for me.
Gotcha.
If you can't make it up to Alaska, though, there's some good fishing locally. The new C4 fishing on those half days, kind of what we've seen over the last, I guess, couple months now, whitefish, sculpin, they actually saw a little bit of sand bass, the last couple days here. A little bit of weather rolling through there, you know, which is kind of normal for that February time. Besides the half day, we've had those day and a half trips out there last weekend. Good on both of us. We had a day and a half on the Tribute and the Pacific Voyager had a 2.5 day. They loaded up on rockfish, reds, whitefish, ling cod, great fishing all around there. That Tribute's got those day and a half trips scheduled on the weekend through the month here. Got 2.5 day at the end of the month on the Pacific Voyager there. So definitely check the website. Got all our trips up there, half days, the day and a half, some longer trips. And I know a lot of people have probably been waiting for this. The San Diego has their full-day Coronado Island trip scheduled starting the 15th of this month. So a couple weeks from today, they'll be going back out there. So, like I said, definitely check the website to make your reservations online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Get your gear tuned up because the season's definitely about to get started.
That's a good call, Marcos, and that is exactly it, man. The season is around the corner. You can feel it with the, you know, some good weather. Once we get through this little bit here, we got a little bit of a little funkiness, but we'll get right back to that good weather. And man, I feel like there's going to be one of those day and a half Seaforth exploratory trips. Polaris Supreme always finds that fish early. Like, you can just feel it in the air that it's about to be happening.
Oh yeah. It's March 1st. Come on.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
It is March 1st.
Yeah. How about that? Hey, Marcos, appreciate that report. Great job. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
See you, Marcos. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, with that said, we've got a special little bonus catch report. We've got our buddy Steve Carson joining us this morning. And I know, Steve, you've been getting in on some of that March early fishing. Good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. It's very weird to be watching you on YouTube Live and talking to you on the radio. So that's a new experience. But I'm glad that Marcos mentioned the 2.5 day on the Pacific Voyager because, yes, we did catch 140 ling cod and a whole bunch of nice reds and whatnot. But much more important, We saw, and I emphasize saw, and not caught, massive schools of bluefin tuna heading north.
Oh, music to my ears, Steve. That's
they were
huge.
Headed north too. That's a good thing.
Well, we know what direction their noses were pointed, but we fished. We were roughly in the 110 mile range, kind of in the vicinity of Colinette, because the primary focus was the lingcod and rockfish, but we couldn't help ourselves but go out and do a little bit of looking around. And you know how hard it is when there's only one boat out there to find anything. And we found, in a couple of different locations, big schools. And we got to look at the radar, and it was just ridiculous. And we could certainly see them boiling all around us. We tried all the various lures. We tried trolling. A couple guys even slid anchovies back on 20-pound. Luckily, nobody went full redondo and dropped back to 12-pound with a number 6 or number 8 hook.
Because
they probably would have hooked one, and we could have landed them on that. And most of what we saw seemed to be in the 30-40-pound range. That's what we saw. And I should add, it was so encouraging. We then spent the entire next night, and I know that it was the entire night because I stayed up the entire night looking around for some bigger grade fish. Did not find those, but it's not because we didn't give it a try. I think it was just, we were the only boat out there.
Yeah.
We weren't in the right exact location. But incredibly, incredibly encouraging for the season. And I think that once there can be a couple of boats out there kind of figuring out where things are and what's going on, the catches are going to start, and it's going to be an awesome season.
I mean, again, we need to remind ourselves it's March 1st.
March 1st.
That is not a March 1st report. That's crazy, Steve.
That was actually a late February report. I mean, if you think about it. So it couldn't have been better other than, like I say, I stayed up all night and we never saw a thing. Other than that, but it does show my dedication to bluefin tuna fishing.
Good on you, man. You're a better man than I can tell you that much.
You are dedicated.
I would have woke up in the morning and asked Steve how the night went.
You know, Bill Recker, our dear friend Bill Recker,
sure.
who kind of was my mentor early in these years, 35, 33 years ago, right? He told me, he said, two things of advice, Pete. Number one, never ride home. And number two, never go on an exploratory trip.
this wasn't really an exploratory trip. This was last year conceived just as a typical February Colinette trip. We were really just hoping for good weather. And by the way, we got the most perfect Chamber of Commerce. I'm pretty sure Doug Kern himself personally ordered this Chamber of Commerce weather. It was just so perfect. And that was what this trip was about, and probably half the anglers on the boat were not really what you would call hardcore tuna anglers.
They were wanting to go rock cod fishing.
Yeah, and you guys did it, boy.
And kind of on a side note, I was very encouraged, and Rick will laugh because Rick knows that I go back to the very core beginnings of slow pitch jigging for rockfish fishing. When everybody was looking at me and going, what are you going to do with that little fishing pole? I think 10, 12 years ago, and nobody else was doing it, well, people are doing it now.
That's cool.
And that's very, very encouraging, too.
Well, what a great trip, Steve. That's awesome. So glad to hear it. Glad to hear the enthusiasm. And, boy, I mean, what a better way to finish off Limits of Lingcod and Reds with the with a little tuna action. And I'm sorry you guys didn't put a few more on the deck, but how exciting to know that fish is around and the volume that it is, and we sure appreciate
it. And they're going to bite. Yeah. At some point, they're going to bite, right? So when are they going to bite, Steve? Come on. It's the encyclopedia.
They're going to bite. Somebody's going to catch one, at least one, on the Saturday of the PCS show when we're all stuck there in that building.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Now,
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at the PCS show.
Where are we going to find you, Steve?
I'm going to be in the pen reels booth, during most of the day. And then, and I don't know the times offhand, but each day, each of the 4 days, I will be up on stage with seminars, discussions, call them whatever you want them, with both the Gavin Harbor and Matt Brawley team, and then a never before teamed group seen on stage at the show, Rene Monteagudo of the Shogun and Mike Lackey of the Vagabond on stage at the same time, and I'm going to be moderating. That's going to be something. That one.
That's
wow,
cool.
That's rad. Cool. Well, hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate that call on the trip down there to go find some bluefin. And hey, stay tuned. We have another full hour on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. And thanks to Jeff at the Fan for being with us. So stay tuned. We have another full hour on the YouTube and Facebook Live and also the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be right back.
Forty-5 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Wayne whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their 2 sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.